This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are giving away a radio station.
Okay.
100,000 watts of power to do whatever you want.
Oh.
Basically, we want you to call in and say the things. You get the power of our pulpit to say the things that you want eradicated from planet Earth.
Yeah.
What gets your goat?
Ooh, I like it.
What
I like Goaty.
Drives you nuts? For me, this has been happening a lot more lately. We recently traveled together, and the last couple, I've like gone to malls, and I've gone, I'm trying to think of where else it happens, even grocery stores.
Oh, I know exactly what you're going
to
say.
God, where did it happen to me the other day? Because I was walking with my kids. Oh!
It happened to me, and I did something about it.
What? What happened?
I went to a Rockies game. Took my kids to a Rockies game, and we're downtown. It's like we're walking. We're on like Blake Street. Like 50,000 people are trying to get into Coors Field. We're all walking. We're walking together. We're all going to the same place. You decide this is my opportunity to talk to my family or take a picture of the 20th and Blake sign or whatever. So you stop.
Yeah. Just where you're at.
Because there's no one else behind you. We're not all walking at the same pace as you. We all know what's in your head. And would you go on I-25 at Arapaho, go in 75 and go, wait, let's take a selfie. Lock them up. Would you?
Wow, no, that's a good.
No, you would not.
Yeah, when you put it that way.
Then why are you stopping while you're walking? You're not allowed to stop while you walk. It's the same as being on a highway. Pull over.
Yeah.
Pull over. Move closer to the brick wall and like let people go and then go, okay, now. Now we can.
Yeah. Just a lack of awareness. It happens walking into a store too.
Yes.
You walk in and then just right in that doorway. Everyone.
The doorway, the top of the escalator, that's the worst.
Oh my God.
And that happened to me at the airport. And that's why I shoulder bumped them. And I pushed them out of the way. You don't stop there.
Okay. You're not allowed.
No.
And also on the escalators, just like the people mover. Stand to the right if you're going to stand.
Let people who want
to
go.
Oh, no, but I need to hold my kid's hand. No, you don't.
Yeah.
Put him in front of you or behind you. You can't. Like, what if
leave him.
No, not leave him.
I'm in a rush.
No, but you just like put him in front of. Like, there has to be a lane for people who have things to do. You like, as long as we're on the subject, I also feel the situational awareness. I think you're lovely, T-Hack. I think your wife is lovely.
Oh,
I think your son is lovely.
Okay.
And I think your daughter's lovely. But if there's a certain point when you're walking down a bike path in Cherry Creek and you're four abreast with each other, you're an a-hole. Like, if you're walking and talking, be in two groups of two. Be in single file. But like when you take up a whole area that no one else can get around you, you don't. My goat is gotten most these days by people with what you said. They're not situationally aware that they're not the only person on the planet. They genuinely believe that, like the B movie, they can stop and everyone will just immediately go
around them. You like jazz?
Yeah, right. Yes. Like, and that's not reality. You're not alone on the planet. And like, we created a 3,000 human backup because this family wanted to go, oh, look at the sign. We should take a picture by the sign.
Yeah, I'm with you. I agree. Especially on the bike trail. I always try to get off to the side because I'm the anti-bike guy.
Correct.
And I'm like, be on
the
trail.
In their territory.
So that I'm on there. Exactly. Yes. I try to be as respectful as I can. We take cover. We dive
off. Yeah, be in the grassy knoll. Good.
They're coming.
I hope you do.
Well, I never know when it's going to be like a roaming bike gang and they're coming for me specifically.
If you're a roving bike gang, I'm going to tell you which trails to get on to maybe take T-Hac out. If there's something that gets your goat, we're giving you the radio station to get it off your chest. 303-222-5423 or text in at 51059.
I don't know if mine is... It makes sense. When you have a ketchup bottle or a mustard bottle or barbecue and you dump it out, and then if someone doesn't take the extras off the bottle and they just like close it shut, and then you have the leftover dried goop that now my fingers have to touch, and then it's going to smell like ketchup for the rest of the day, no matter how much.
It doesn't smell like ketchup. It smells like old ketchup. Which
old
is
ketchup. Exactly. No matter how many times you wash your hands, it's still lingering.
Yeah, but how come you don't buy the bottles with the weird reverse nipple on them? Because then you don't have to worry about that.
It depends on like what's on.
Get better bottles. This is your fault.
Okay, my other one, people that one up. I hate those people. Where you just walk in and you're just like, I'm tired. I had a really rough night.
Oh, God, you have no idea how
rough
my day was.
I spent 14 hours rescuing puppies. You're tired?
Yeah. No.
Those people.
I'm literally everything you're describing
in
a human. Like everything
T-Hack,
that gets
what about you?
Like yeah, but I have reverse nipple, but I am a one-upper. I feel terrible that I am that person.
Okay.
Good.
Well, what gets my goat is
we don't have time, then.
Okay. No. that's what gets
I'm
the goat.
Just kidding.
Being interrupted.
No, what gets your goat?
It's when there are all these kids' toys, and we have it now. Like my daughter will be sleeping, and then my son will be playing with a toy, and it's making noise.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Leo, shut that off. Your sister's sleeping. So then he turns the thing off, and then it goes dun 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 as the turn off sound.
Oh.
And it's like, hey, toys, if we want you off, shut up. No more. Don't give me one last hurrah, like a big encore.
Yeah,
like,
you're
we can do one more sound,
right.
One more big. It's like, who designed the toys like
it
that?
Probably the same people that designed the washer and dryers to sing an entire song when it's done.
Oh my God. The Samsung?
There's too much. There's too much.
It's so long.
I like it. I get my coat with the long tails on it. And all right, a 3, 2.
It's like, oh my God.
I get to be the maestro.
It's so much. I turned it off on my dryer because I don't care.
Yeah.
On my washer, I need to know.
Yeah.
But then you can't run in there fast enough.
No.
And it'll stop if you can get the door open. But even that. It still does one more sound. It's like, maybe he's playing the whole song, you open it, goes, ba-da-da-da-da-da.
Yes.
It still does one
I hate that.
More
who,
thing.
Who designed it that way?
Especially a
kid's toy, if you want it off, it's because somebody's sleeping.
Right.
You're gonna, or the kid's bumping it or something. They're like,
right.
No, one more.
Off means
off.
Yeah.
Not, here's one more. You're trying to
exactly.
teach your kid. If dad says, shh, you shh.
I know.
Not like, dad, one more thing.
Yeah.
No. God, you've never been more on point than this moment. I like Aaron's stupid ones with the ketchup and the one-upping. All right,
yeah.
We'd love to hear what gets your goat. 303-222-5423.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we want to hear what gets your goat. The thing that really annoys you. I have one more real quick that I just remembered.
Okay.
When someone is eating something in noisy packaging and they don't have the wherewithal to just get the crap out of the packaging. Here's Aaron while you were taking calls. She's like, it's a Rice Krispie treat, and she won't just take it out of the package and just eat the Rice Krispie
sticky.
Treat.
Why would I do that?
I don't know, because you're just sitting over there, and it's like, for like 10 minutes. Just like,
it didn't take me that long.
Do you remember when Sun Chips switched their bags?
Yeah.
To that crap that like people like were writing hate mail, like, because you couldn't. Like, I'd go to my pantry at, like, 11 o'clock at night, and you'd wake up neighbors. Because it was like, that was Aaron eating a Rice Krispie treat just now.
You know what gets my goat?
What?
When I'm in there working, and you're in here eating desserts.
I'm not. She is. It's all Aaron. No one likes her.
I really like Rice Krispie treats,
texting your hatred to Aaron at 5-1. You know they won't. They're just going to be like, Slacker, you're an idiot.
No, I'll still get him.
Okay, good. Brandon?
Yay.
What gets your goat?
What gets my goat is when people pee in a diamond shape in the bathroom because there's sticky pee everywhere in the public restrooms. And it's like, what are you trying to do? Trying to do crochet with your wee-wee or whatever?
I don't know how there's so much pee in front of our urinal. It is like they're peeing when they get in the door.
Yeah.
Well, you ever leave the restroom and your feet are still sticky and now you're self-conscious about like...
And why is the pee sticky like
under
that?
Your shoes?
I don't think my pee is sticky.
On the ceiling? Why is the pee to your left? Why is it to the right? I don't know. But diamond shapes, icosahedrons, decahedrons, I don't know what they're doing.
Wow, we're getting into complex shapes here. It's a decahedron.
I just thought you got bonus points the further back you were. I don't know. You were talking about geometry and stuff.
I'm at the three-point line right now. Yeah. That's a good one, Brandon. That drives me nuts, too. Jessica?
Yay.
What gets your goat?
Oh, my God. I don't know if I'm like a huge a-hole, but if somebody's trying to talk to me while I'm on the phone, it makes me see red. I can't listen to two people at the same time. I can't talk to two people at the same time. I'm going to tell one of you to shut the heck up.
So and you're saying so you've got the phone next to your ear and somebody comes up and goes, real quick.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, that's...
Does that not grind your gears?
Oh, completely.
Yeah, but I like how you said you need one of them to shut up. Like, the person on the phone has no idea this is happening. You're like, shut up.
Somebody stop. Mama can only do one thing at a time. That's a pretty good one.
That is good. Ugh.
Lita?
Hi,
yay.
What gets your goat?
Honestly, people who wear their outside clothes in the bed.
What do you mean?
Like, if you go out. Yeah, like if you go out to the store or something and you're like wearing sweatpants or whatever and you come home and you go and lay in your bed, you're disgusting.
What are you talking about? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
You have...
Do you understand what she means, though?
I do understand, but like...
I try not to, but there's sometimes
that I do. So you have this hermetically sealed like air container, like you're entering into a space station.
You
like,
want to keep your bed clean.
It's not that dirty. All I did was go to King's Soap. What?
I don't know. There's people that like wear sweatpants. They go outside and then they come home and they just like lounge around and then like go to sleep. It's gross.
It is. Yeah, she's right.
She's not.
Yeah, it is.
You guys are psychos.
No,
like I understand if I was like out gardening or doing something, but if all I did was like walk to my mailbox and back, those are now outside clothes.
Yeah, they touch the outside. They're
well, I mean, yes.
What?
Like, yeah, they were exposed to the outside, dude. You can't get in bed with them. You're gonna get under your covers.
So are you saying you never open the window to your outside?
There's a screen.
Oh my God!
Takes care of it,
Lita.
No, I mean, like, I've had people like So let's say I go to the grocery store with my boyfriend or whatever, and we get home and he's like, okay, I just want to lay down for a minute or two. And he's wearing his jeans in my bed.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to be honest. I don't believe that you have a boyfriend with this attitude.
Whoa, that was too far.
What?
I'm just kidding. I find it psychotic.
One of the same slacker.
I find this psychotic. Did she just insult me and okay. while I was talking?
Yeah she did.
Lita, you do. Good you have one. A boyfriend. I will stop. I will stop wearing my outside clothes in.
Yeah, jeans in bed, just period. Is like,
oh my God, I slept in my jeans.
What? Ew.
Oh.
When you're just super tired?
No. Never.
I'd rather just sleep naked. And I hate sleeping naked.
You're just too tired. You're like, ugh. You can't. You're like, I want to be in my bed.
No.
You
jeans
always
in
have,
bed is
yeah.
unhinged.
Okay. All right. You people. Brian?
Yay.
What gets your goat?
Two things. One, anyone blocking off when they have their headphones on so they're even more unaware of their surroundings?
Yeah. Mm.
Two, anyone that's been standing there 5 to 10 minutes waiting for the bus and then counts out their change and pass, holding up everyone trying to get on.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. There's so many different things like that. Like I've talked about a million times, like the drop-off line for school. Like you had all the time on the way to school to get ready. While you're waiting for the bus, you had all the time to get your crap ready. Mm-hmm. Like, and then it's like, wait, what? What's next? It's the same like a stoplight. You've been sitting there for 10 minutes and then all of a sudden the light turned green and you're like, oh.
What do I do?
Yeah. If you're first, you have a responsibility.
100%.
Or at like merch booths, concessions.
Yes. You gotta be ready.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's your job. If you're the first person at a stoplight, this is F1, bro.
Yeah, you gotta be ready.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. I agree.
Light turns green, get off the line.
Yeah, I get the most mad when I'm ordering like at McDonald's or something behind someone. They finally get up. It's the same thing. What should I? It's like, you gotta know. Step aside. I got a tattooed on me. I know what I get.
Matt?
Yay.
What gets your goat besides delays like that?
It's along those lines, right? It's when you're running late and you're like, screw it, I'm going to pay for the toll lane. That way I can gas it up a little bit and get there on time, and you get behind the bozo who decides to go the same speed as all the other lanes. And you're like, great.
HOV is for lawbreakers.
Right, exactly. And it's like, great, now not only am I going to be late, but now I'm paying to be late.
Right.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
That is the worst.
The Slacker Show. Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.